Right, so we're discussing the past couple of weeks the status of Bracha Rishona and other related brachas in Yanam. And last week we got into the issue of whether we say, well, we do say it, but the question is when. The Gemara has the principle of Safek Brachas Lahakel. When you have a doubt regarding which blessing to make, or if you made a blessing, I should say, so you don't have to make another one. So for instance, if you're not sure if you made a shahako on Timmy, just keep on going. You don't have to make another bracha. So he said, that was the point.
If you're not sure you made it, and you know somebody else is about to drink his Timmy, you say, you warn him, and then you say, I made to his, so that he's more to you in case you need to be yourself.
That's correct. The best thing is you get be motzi by someone else. So therefore,
yes.
It's a win-win situation.
Yes.
Because there's no problem of bracha of atala, and if you had to make the bracha right.
Yes.
And we had a machlokas achronim, and whether that clearly applies to whether you make a bracha before you put on tefillin or not. If you're not sure, everyone agrees safek brachas lahakel, that you don't have to make a new bracha. However, whether it applied to Berkas Hanenin, whether it applied to food or not, that was a further dispute among some. So we paskin, even by coffee, it applied, even by food. If you're not sure if you made the bracha, you keep on going. However, Rabbi Kiva Eger, others point out, the Marsha, we only say Safek Brachos Lohako if it's on mitzvahs, but on food, there's an additional problem of Asa Lahanos Balom HaZebelo Bracha. There's an additional problem of getting a violating an Aveira here, of doing something which is Aser. Over there, there's no Aveira, you put on tefillin without a Bracha. So it's not the ideal situation, but you haven't violated the Iser. But eating without a Bracha is an Iser. So they say, we don't apply the usual principle of Safek Brachos Lahakel. In other words, the Sugya in Yud Bey Zaman Aleph and Brachos talks about the issue of Safek Brachos, that let's say the Gemara's case is talking about you have a cup in front of you and you make a mistake, what you think's inside the cup, and then you realize after. So the Gemara gets into question whether also, even if you said Baruch Atah Hashem, Mokeinu Melech Olam, Adaite, one thing, you were thinking, you thought it was one thing, then you looked over, let's say you're going to make a Bor Pri HaGafen, and you changed your mind to a Shahakol Niyah B'Varo, all like that. So the Gemara gets into a discussion whether you go Basar Ikar Azlinan, do we go by the beginning of the Bracha, do we go by the end? So the Gemara's case, this is one of the Gemara's cases, Hecha Dekanakit Kasa Dechamra B'Yadeh, you're holding a cup of wine in your hand. However, I guess this isn't so uncommon. You take a cup of wine in your hand, but you think it's beer. So, in other words, the wine, obviously, the bracha is bo'er pri ha-gafen. Beer, the bracha is shahako ni-yabidvaro. So, what do you do? So, you take a cup, you think it's wine. You take a cup of wine, you think it's beer. And what do you do? U'pasach u'mavarach adaita de-shikra. And it begins the bracha with the intention of making a shahako niyeh bidvaro because he thinks it's beer. However, right before he gets the cup tips over, he looks. The sayim edachamra, he realizes his mistake, and he concludes with the bracha boi pri agafen. So what's the halacha? Do you have to make a new bracha or you keep on going?
New bracha.
So the Gemara says yatsa. You fulfill your obligation. Yeah, why?
Because it's the act of the
time. No, but why do you say you fulfill your obligation? Because why? Because you actually made
the right bracha.
Oh, you're saying because you actually made the right bracha, and we don't, if you have a conflict between makshav, it's going to make a big difference. I'm saying, so you say if you have a conflict between someone's thought process and act, we go by the act. That's what you're basically saying. The act was done right, so we forget about his wrong intention, and we go on, okay, and you're about to say something else?
But actually, it wasn't a wrong intention. Because his intention was to consume the liquid that was in the cup. And as he got halfway through the blessing that he was making legitimately on the liquid, he realized what the liquid it actually was, and had to make the correct bracha. He just had to say the correct word.
But
he knew. I mean, I'd say he's clear on both sides. One is.
What do you mean, liquor? But one's beer, one's wine.
Yeah, but he realized. But his intention was to drink the intention was to drink. Lawyer. So he had to make a blessing to drink no matter what.
Right.
And then, so his intention was clear. His intention was to make a blessing over what he was going to drink. And he realized
his intention was, that's the whole question. His intention was to make a bracha. The problem was, he had intention on the wrong bracha. I'm agreeing, that's the facts.
You should make a good point. His intention was to make the correct bracha on what was in the cup, whatever it was.
Yeah, and halfway through, he realized the cup.
On a certain level, you always intend, and theoretically, of course, you always want to make the right bracha. But we're talking about pragmatically. Right now, he had in mind, his mind was on the wrong bracha. That's the case. Obviously, if he wasn't interested in making a bracha, he just would have drank it and made a bracha. We're talking about someone, obviously, who's interested in doing the right thing. And he wasn't a misasik. He didn't think he was eating potato chips and drinking beer. I'm just saying, that's the point, is a good point in halacha. But here, he had kavana to drink. He thought he was drinking the wrong thing. So the question is, is that a problem? So,
I wouldn't think.
Besides the thought process, why else would this case be good? For another reason, I'm looking for. So forget about the kavana issue.
Besides it's the action anyway.
Besides that point, is a good point. But besides that, there's another reason why it's good here.
Which was the scenario again? Just remind me.
The case is, he has a cup of wine in his hand, thinking it's beer. From Baruch Atah Hashem, he's thinking Shahakol, and the last minute he changes to Bo'er Pri HaGafen. Why is it good?
Because Shahakol is sort of, what do you call it? It's compatible
language. Right, that's what I'm looking for. Okay. So therefore, it's no raya about which. So
I'm like Windows.
Right.
Yes.
Shahak, as we'll see, there's a Gemara in Bracha, Shahakol. We'll see it's a Machogos in the Gemara, but basically Shahakol is a Bracha that works on everything. So in other words, does Shahakol work over wine, B'diavid?
No.
Let's say I made Shahakol and said Bo'er Pri HaGafen. Is it a go or no go?
No
go.
I don't think it's a go. Shahakol is always good.
Well, isn't there a problem? If you've done a Bracha that does cover the thing, then why are you doing the more specific afterwards? Now you've got a problem.
Right, correct. That's why you wouldn't.
Right.
In other words, if I made a Bo'er Pri HaDama on an apple, that's it. I don't make another Bo'er Pri HaEtz after So I'm asking, does the Bracha Shahakol, obviously to understand the question, you have to know the Shahakol cover wine.
That's why you have to assess your meal and decide which order to do things.
Right. That's why it's all right. You always go with the more specific. Right, because then. But if you make a more general bracha, as a general, that's what we're going to get into here, when it works, when it doesn't work. But a more general bracha covers the more specific. So that's a fundamental question. So Machlokes in the Gemara, whether Shahakol works on wine, or what about on hamotzi, on bread? So that's the Gemara's Machlokes on Daf Mem and Brachas, whether Shahakol works on everything, chutz mi pas and yayin. Why should wine and bread be different? We'll see. That's one opinion. It works on everything. Chutz mi pas and yayin. It doesn't work on bread and wine. And the other opinion is it works even on bread and wine. How do we paskin? Of course, it's a bidyevit situation, but.
That's where we do two separate ones.
What do you mean two separate ones?
We make a duffin and the wine. No, I mean a duffin and the wine.
No, but what I'm saying about that question, I'm saying there's Shahako. No, right. And then the question, even if Shahako works, is that something that we rely on L'chadchila? But though, it's a machlokas in the Gemara. He brought us to me.
He brought for everybody.
Yeah.
Right, so we'll see. It's a machlokas in the Gemara. We pass and Shahako does work b'dieved on wine and bread. But that's what the Gemara says here. So Yatza, why? Why you yatsa in this case? So this Gemara is working with the opinion of the Gemara that says that would depend on that shaila. In other words, this tells us nothing about the kavan issue, because maybe kavan would be a problem. The reason why it works here is because since we paskin shahako works on wine, so even if I would have made my shahako, I would have been yotze. So the fact that it should be no worse, and if I say barachat Hashem melech olam, having in mind shahako, and then finish. Because even if I did the whole shahako, it's good. So for sure, if I started with shahako and ended with the right bracha, that's what the Gemara is saying here. So we can't bring a proof to kavana or not. Because here, the bottom line is shahako is...
Yes.
Right.
The question here is you haven't finished the bracha?
Right, right. Well, no, here the question is, no. Here is you say, you're holding the cup of wine, but you think it's spirit. So you say, baruch atah Hashem el cholam. Uh-oh. Borei Priya Gafen, everyone. No one knows, only you and God. No one knows what you're thinking.
What would the problem be?
It depends if it's part.
Do you have to have that specific kavana, is the question.
The question was, do you have to go back? The first question was, exactly. Do you have to go back?
Why? You haven't got to. Because you didn't have the right kavana when you started.
No, the question is the bracha. Right. Because do you have to go back and repeat the generic baruch atah Hashem? Because since you had kavana on the wrong bracha, so maybe it's no good. That's what the Gemara is going to get into, whether what's the primary part of the bracha, the beginning, the end. That I'm saying before you don't even get there yet, because shahakol works anyways, if you can't bring me a proof in this case.
If shahakol is the wider one, which it is, obviously.
Right, the bracha kolis.
Then why do we specify boire at all?
You always try to do, the lach is you try to make the most particular bracha. We're saying you made a mistake here. In other words, you should make, if I'm drinking wine, I should make a shahako. If I do make it, it works, but I shouldn't, make a borei priya gafen when
saying,
I'm drinking wine.
Right, so the borei is what? The higher fulfillment of a mitzvah?
No, that was the borei priya chazal made a special nusach bracha. When you drink wine, you make a borei priya gafen. So therefore, if you're drinking wine, that's the bracha you make. However, shahako is a generic bracha on everything. So if one mistakenly made a shahako on wine, so that's it. The mitzvah is over, you've done it. That's what we're saying.
But the other question he's making is, why should you go in this descending order business? And the answer is because then you get to make more brachot. And then you get to use the name more often.
Right. The assumption of Chazal is the more particular. Just like God gave us so many different types of fruits, apples, different. In other words, they gave us the more specific you're praising God, the better. So you could always say shahakol nivra, okay, and you yotze. But ideally, you could praise, oh wow, borei priya gafen. In other words, when you praise Him specifically, it's a greater praise. That's all it is.
We don't say thanks for the apple. We say thanks for what came from the tree.
Yeah,
but the apple is much more specific.
That would actually be there's nothing more specific than the eights. That's the most
is what?
Yeah, but in this case, for apple. In his case, of apple.
So why didn't I make the bracha specifically for apple?
You thought it was apple juice, and it turns out to be
that's as specific as they got.
So, and you realize that when you sniff it, it's about
the difference then between wine and other drink.
You're going to say berate pre-bottle.
I came from the same thing, a bottle.
And you have to realize...
You mean shahako?
No. Apple juice is berate pre-bottle, isn't it?
No.
It's shahako?
Yeah.
Why?
But when
isn't there a blessing fruit of the tree?
Yeah, but that's a separate discussion. Once it changes, I mean, all drinks, there's another call. If you're drinking something, it's always a shahako, except Chazal made a bracha wine. But there is a difference between, let's say, they make distinction between soup, let's say, and juice. That gets into, I mean, again, what exactly, you're assuming that the apple juice basically is an extension of the apples.
Yeah.
Okay, right. I'm saying that's not so simple. I'm saying that's...
Okay.
Where that question really becomes tricky is whether...
I know, I don't either.
You've been sinning all these years.
I would have been saying all the wrong blessings online.
Where this question actually becomes very important is whether bread is still discernible, because then you have to do the bracha for bread, which is more complicated because you have to wash as well, right? Like if I may have bread within a product... But if it's not discernible as bread, like, say, stuffing.
Yeah.
No, that gets into a shy. What type of bread do you make? In other words,
yes,
a pia locha cake is bread also, but the different brachas you make, there's different types of pas, I'm saying, but the different criteria when you make hamotzi, when you make a borei min hamizonos. Right, it gets into another question of ikar and tafel.
Yeah.
There's halachas if you only make a bracha on the primary, but on the secondary you don't. So it depends on and then whether bread could be considered. It,
that's what right. If you're having a real meal, you should start with a little bit of bread because that makes it quicker.
But therefore,
bread you know to be really
therefore
bread.
You cover everything bread. Except what? What doesn't it cover?
Wine.
Right. Even if you we used to
does
it from Shabbat. No, right.
Let's say
it does cover wine on Shabbos because you're making a bo'er priya, because you make kiddush.
Right.
But if not, you wouldn't be covered.
Okay, so if you make a hamotzi, if it's a regular weekday meal, then you're going to have
to. You make hamotzi and you drink wine during the meal, you got to make a new bo'er priya guffin. Wine, hamotzi doesn't cover wine.
Wine always
right, it always needs. The only thing in kiddush, when you have a mind, you have a mind to drink during the meal on the bo'er priya guffin, so it works. Right.
Cool.
Assuming
cool
you had,
beer.
Yeah. If you have, more correct.
If you have a brandy.
Assuming it's a bo'er priya guffin, yeah.
Is brandy a bo'er priya?
I don't know. What is brandy?
Should be. It's wine.
If it's wine, then it's a. I mean,
it's distilled to a liquor, though.
What do they do? What is it? Brandy. I don't drink brandy.
I don't either.
It's not my handy dandy little pocketbook. I have.
Handy dandy brandy.
Brandy is wine.
Yeah, I have a little book. Okay.
Dave knows about brandy.
Made from a grape.
I know, but that doesn't mean it's wine. Doesn't mean it would be grape bread.
Okay.
It is. See, it was just
flushing.
It is. What do you think,
I'm saying I don't...
Is it on brandy? You don't know?
I don't know. I'm saying, I'm just telling the fact, if brandy is a bo'er priya guffin, it requires a new bracha. I don't have to check exactly what brandy is. But I'm saying that's the principle. Anything that you make a bo'er priya guffin on warrants a new bracha.
Brandy is a second fermentation of the grape.
Brandy? Yeah. It's made for brandy.
No, I'm sorry, I don't drink. I'm not sure what it is. I think if you're a big drinker, you might know.
No, it's the second.
We're just curious because it's not really wine.
Brandy is putting the grape through the process again after the wine is made. That's what makes brandy.
Okay.
What makes brandy?
Putting the grape through the same process that made the wine.
We didn't know how to look at it.
So it's got to be the same.
Therefore, if you get home and you have no wine for Kiddush, you do have a bottle of brandy, you could use the brandy for Kiddush?
If it's bo'er priya guffin, you can use grape juice for Kiddush. Anything which is a bo'er priya guffin has the luck of wine.
Yeah, so the brandy is the question.
Right, so I'm just saying...
We assumed we could. We came home one day and all we had was brandy.
Yeah, so it's a bo'er priya guffin and you can use it. I mean, obviously you can even...
Grape jam you can't. What if you mix grape jam with water?
Then you have raisin wine.
So if you mix it with water, does it re-dissolve it?
And you're going to do that?
Huh?
And you're going to do that?
No, but I mean, if you're pressed, I mean, if you got problems.
Well, the question actually is,
well, if it's grape juice,
raisin wine.
Wine, it's obviously already started.
Then it's a juice made from the grapes.
Right, so.
Mm.
What about grape jam? Grape jam is chahak? What do you mean? Jelly, you mean?
Grape jelly, and reconstitute it back into juice.
Sit it out.
Yeah.
Man,
it would
I'm just saying, would you go back to the same status that it was before?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, scientifically,
you need grape juice for Kiddush Friday night. You don't have grape juice. You don't have brandy. You don't have anyone. You don't even have milk. Which you couldn't have with your meal anyway.
Friday night? Okay, so make Kiddush over bread then.
Not grape jelly, Greek one, soup,
and the one. I don't know, but the water. I just suggest. Which has been changed, it's become shehakol, and you add water, it suddenly becomes grape priya guffin. That sounds strange to me.
Yeah, that would be.
The more you change it, the more like the bracha usually goes down in level, not higher. Like the more as the nishtana, and you know, depends which way you change it to. That's why from grapes to wine is considered an upward move. That's why you the bracha.
Question is, what about raisin wine? Because that's that type of thing, isn't it? You take the grape, you make a raisin, then you soak it and you bring it up to raisin wine. Don't you have to say priya guffin on raisin wine?
Is that the same type?
Yeah, but the raisin was never first made.
But raisin,
it's still stated as its original fruit.
Raisin is a form of
fruit. No, raisin, it's different. Raisin was always a bo'er priya eitz. I mean, the jelly was a shahako.
Yeah.
So it never changed any.
Yeah.
So that's the first kasha. The Gemara says, if you're holding the cup, You make a shahakol niya bidvaro thinking it's beer, but really it's wine, and you change it. But every guffin, there's nothing to talk about. It's good because even if I would have said shahakol on the whole bracha, here's the real test. It's the opposite question. Hecha denaket kasa de shikra biyadeh. You have a cup of beer in your hand, the kasava de chamru, but you think it's wine. And again, it's the same case. Pasach ubarach adaiti de chamra. So when you say baruch ata Hashem elchom, you're thinking you're going to finish bor pri hagafen. V'sayim b'shikra, and you ended up making, you saw beer or kishakol niyabidvaro. So the question is, what about in that case? Because bor pri hagafen doesn't work on beer.
Right, but you'd still be in the first case where you said it's the action, not the action.
So therefore, the Gemara asks, that's the question now. The other case, we don't get tested. But in this case, Vasa Ikya Bracha Azulinan, do we follow the beginning part of the Bracha? Is that the main thing? The main part, which is recited with the wrong intent? And therefore, if we go by Vasa Ikya, then it's a no-go, because you had the wrong Kavana. Oh, Vasa Chasim Azulinan. Or do we go by the conclusion of the Bracha, which was good, and say this Bracha is valid? That's the Gemara Shaila. In other words, do we go, what is considered in general? What is the Ikka Bracha? In other words, on one hand, you could argue maybe it's just, maybe you don't have to have any, the Baruch Olam is always the same Kavana maybe, but that's the Gemara's question. Do we go by the beginning of the Bracha, which you had the wrong intent? If the main part of the Bracha is Baruch into a Melech Olam, it's a no-go. But if the main part of the Bracha is the Shahako or the Borei Pri HaGafen, whatever we're talking about, so then it's good. So that's the Gemara Shaila. And the Gemara goes through different examples about Shacharis. If you start like with the brachas before Kriya Shema, like if you began with Yotzer Or and you finish with Ma'ariv Aravim, the Gemara goes into the same question: whether again do we go by the beginning of the bracha, the end of the bracha? And the Gemara concludes how? Okay, it doesn't conclude. The Gemara says it's an ibai v'lo ipshite. The Gemara leaves it as a question without an answer. So what do we do when there's a question? The Gemara does not resolve the issue. So how do we tackle a situation like this, where it's not a case where the first bracha debate would have covered it, like the second case? So what do you do, bottom line?
Well, at first, the main thing is you said half the bracha, you have to take, so damage control is the main thing. How do you get out of this with the least damage?
And the answer is, there's always...
No, either way, it's damage, but you already made the... You already made milk. Oh, now so either way, if you stop and go back, so you said that, you have to make a stand. Either way,
but you have you always have up your sleeve a remedial bracha that you can always say, a verse you can always say that starts with those words, so that you can always.
No, not if you did the milk olam, right? Tell me Baruch Ata Hashem.
Okay, so
you probably have to decide before you start the bracha of having this multi kavana. I think I'm starting this bracha on.
I think beer,
but just in case it's wine, I can change the bracha.
Maybe
it's
brandy,
whatever. At any time during this bracha, I can change what I'm saying.
But then there's a question: if you go at it that way, whether you're doing it properly at all, right?
So basically, what is this case basically involved? What's the issue? Not the specific issue of this bracha. What's the general? What are we talking about? What's the general concern here?
Mitzvah tzricha kavana, is that a part of that?
It has something to do with it, but not. I'm just trying to go.
You don't use a phrase because it's all the time.
A specific issue that I'm bringing up because we've been discussing it, and I just started off this year today with that issue. This is where the source is discussed. That's why I'm bringing it in. The issue of Suffolk brachas. Basically, we're talking about a case where now you have a doubtful bracha. Now this is the case. You started a bracha. And now you're not sure if you should continue, and that is a case of Suffolk Bracha. So therefore, the Gemara doesn't conclude. So Tosus quotes from the Perish of Alphys, Hashta lo ipshite be'ian azrinan lakula. Since the Gemara does not conclude, so we have a simple principle. Suffolk daraisa lachumra, Suffolk darabanan lakula. A doubt regarding a biblical law was strict on, a doubt regarding a rabbinical law was lenient on. So since Bracha Rishona, not like the Pnei Yoshua, we assume it's a Durabanan. Mm-hmm. So he said, do we apply the usual principle of Suffolk Durabanan Lakula, and that's it, you yatse, and you don't go back, you drink. That's how we paskin. And however, for Birkas HaMazon, in a case where you you were achalta v'savata, you ate and you were satisfied. So by birkas hamazon, which is the deraisa, so then savak deraisa u'chumra, you'd have to go back. If you had a full meal, you're not sure if you benched, you'd have to go and bench, because it's a doubt on a biblical law. That's how Rav Alfis says.
How could you not be sure if you bench? It's not like benching, you know, is a single bracha that only takes, you know.
I've seen people bench in about 30 seconds many times.
Yeah.
That's a long time for some people. You know, what kavana they have is another story, but.
If benching involves four full brachas,
Right, so therefore you're saying if you're not sure, then what? Then you probably didn't say it?
You better go see your psychiatrist.
Yeah, I would say that.
Well, in this case it works.
Too much, I know what you're doing. I mean,
but yeah.
Look, that's the point. You're saying lahakil, you know, lekula lechumra. But maybe it's the other way around, because you're being makil by not saying it, but you're being machmir in not using the name. So you can flip around.
Very good. Let's read on the next line.
And I would never be.
That's the Ri's opinion. The Ri haya omer lechumra. Like you're saying, so that's exactly, it's a machokas rishonim, Tosis brings down, the case is what's, you're right, it's true, suffolk, the rice to a chumra, suffolk, but what's the chumra here, and what's the kula here, correct?
Yeah.
That's what we got into last time, we discussed the same question with Shinai Makam, with the person who leaves and they come back. So right, so that was the whole Marsha, and that was the Rebbe Akiva Eger. So we assume, it's a machokas in the rishonim, but we assume, that suffolk brachos lahakel, the issue comes down, do we apply it to birkas hanenin or not? That's the question. But as I said, by tefillin, everyone agrees, you don't go back and you just keep your tefillin on and that's it, if you're not sure if you made a bracha. You don't have to make a new bracha. But by food, let's say you're drinking a timi, you're not sure, this is exactly the issue. It's the machlokas we showed him. We passed and you don't go back, but that's the issue on how you look at it. Lamaisa, we passed in Suffolk brachos gohakel, even on a birkas hanenin. You know, because, and the question was, but why? It's an issur. The other sheet that makes sense. How could, it's a suffolk issur. So, you know, then we discussed, we got into the emik bracha, the avnei nezer, that what's the chicken, what's the egg?
Yeah.
So you have to second own it. We have to say that it begins with a mitzvah drabanan to make a bracha before you eat. And once you have a mitzvah drabanan, so that kicks in, that creates an issur drabanan of getting benefit from this world without food. So in a case where I have no obligation to make a bracha, so hence there's no issur either. So Onen, who can't make a bracha before he eats, if he has no mitzvah to make a bracha, the issur never kicks in. Same thing here, suffolk bracha sohakel. If the halacha is in a suffolk bracha, we're makel, so therefore the halacha is telling me not to make a bracha. If I don't make a, if there's no chiyuv to make a bracha, hence there's no issur to eat without the bracha.
There are sometimes, when you're talking about lenient and strict, there are times when it's between two people. The issue comes up, it's a question of who are you being lenient or strict for, is the one distinction. But here, we'd have to know what do we most want to do? What are you allowing me to do? If you're saying, oh, you get to do another bracha, fantastic. Or are you saying, oh, no, you have to do another bracha.
The question is, making a new bracha is a good thing or not. If I make a new bracha, the problem is, then I might be saying God's name in vain. Yeah, the question is, what's considered the kula, what's considered the chumra here?
Yeah.
Right, so we assume not making the bracha we say better not to make a bracha and avoid the issue of saying God's name in vain.
I think you're being machmir.
Right, that's, right.
Yeah,
I'm saying, based on the way we pass it, that's the way it comes out. That's exactly the issue in the machmir. But here's the question I wanted to get to in the first place. So here's the question. Then, based on now that you have the background, now we'll be able to tackle it next week.
In the last 3 minutes.
So it says like this. So what happens the following case? So let's say imhaya yodeya babira. So up to now, you weren't sure. You know, you started saying you started having intent in the beginning of the bracha, the beer and the wine case. But what happens if Tosus brings down Imha Yodeya Babirosh Atabidi Burosh Amar Bore Priya Eitz Takas Bore Priya Gafen?
Who says Bira for
Beer? No, Clarity, Burr. So so the question is like this. Let's say I have a cup of wine in my hand. I make a Bore Priya Eitz. I know exactly what I'm doing. I make a Bore, you know, by mistake, but I pick up the cup of wine. Bori priates. Whatever. And I'm about to drink. There's a Bori priya. What's the halacha? Do I have to go back and make a Bori priya guffin now?
I think eggs are certainly good for guffin.
Yeah, why?
Because it's broader. Eggs is for all fruits and grapes.
Yeah, but it's not.
But yeah,
no,
but it doesn't come from a tree. It comes from a dhamma.
Grapes are not a tree.
I mean, you make an eighth on grapes.
Yeah.
Huh? What?
You make an eighth on grapes.
Do you really?
Oh, yes. Stem fruit.
A pi halacha, it's considered a tree. I mean, it's a pre.
It's considered a tree.
For the purpose of eating just grape.
I think you're good, though.
Right, so if you assume that's in other words, we usually make a bori priya eitz on grapes. That's the halacha.
Yes.
Let's say you have wine now, and instead of making a bori priya on guffin, you make a bori priya eitz.
That's good.
So let's see what Tosus has to say.
It's a go.
So Tosus says. Toch kedei dibor. Let's say it's a principle of toch kedei dibor. Anyone familiar with that concept? That if you remember something within the time it says, you know, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, the time it says, say, you know, a couple of seconds, right? In general, it's nothing to do with here. It's a general, let's say we have it on Rosh Hashanah during Aseret Yemei Tshuva. If you said, Hakela Kadosh instead of Hamelach, and you remember Tokadi Dibor, so there's a concept in Halacha, you could go back and just say Hamelach Kadosh. So what about over here? You make a Bori Priya 8, and then you, about a second later, you went, wait a second, it's wine. So what so Tosus writes, if you remember Tokadi Dibor, Yochel Lagzabo, you go back and you say Bori Priya Guffin, and you drink the wine. So what's its what's Mashra from Tosus? If it's not Tokadi Dibor, then what do? Okay, so remember the next second to Tosis to finish off the correct bracha, Bori Priya Guffin. You said Bori Priya Eitz on wine. You remember, you caught yourself. What happened if you didn't remember? Let's say you remembered 3 seconds later, after Tokadi Dibor.
Don't ask that you have to repeat the whole bracha.
It's not or it is.
No, it's not. He's just saying that Tokadi Dibor, you can also do it good Lechatchila. You know, you should say it Lechatchila. But maybe if you didn't do it, you're still good B'diyevet.
But do you want to say?
It's not good bit of it.
Right, so I hear what you're saying, but so it's possible to learn Tosis L'chadchila, but not the way Rabbi Akiva Eger learns Tosis and others. That he says that Mashra from Tosis, that bit of the evidence is no good. In other words, he wouldn't, because why? Because why would you? In other words, why would you have to? In other words, he says that the fact you have to go back. He says it's Mashra from Tosis that it's a no go and you have to make a new bracha. That's so.
I can't comment if Rabbi Akiva.
No, you can comment. I'm just telling you. I'm just saying. So Rabbi Akiva Eger learns, but then he disagrees with Tosus. So what's his question? So Tosus says the way many Achronim learn Tosus is that if you say a Bori Priya Eitz on wine, it's not good. So Rabbi Akiva asks, why not? Because why? He says, just like Shahakol works on wine, so too it's a Bracha Klolis. So why can't a Bori Priya Eitz? Because obviously we said, originally we would have made a Bori Priya Eitz on grapes.
Yes.
On grapes we turn it into wine. That's why we give Agus Kasha on Tosus. Why doesn't Bori Priya Eitz? Tosus, in other words, he says it should work. Just like Shahakol works on wine, why should it be any worse why should Bori Priya Eitz be worse than Shahakol? That's his Kasha on Tosus.
The Bori Priya Eitz should work on grapes on apples too.
No, Bori Priya Eitz is more specific.
Yeah,
no, Shahak.
If it'll work for grapes or wine, why would it work for?
No, but it's a different principle. In other words,
wine has different kashya. And it's not the same problem.
Right. And also, what about the opposite? I'm eating. What happens if you make a Bori Priya Guffin on grapes? What's the story in that case?
Thank you.
That's what we'll have to continue next week.
You can't go down, you can only go up.
Yes, you want to go together or...